Good evening, sir. The time is 6:31 p.m. Currently, it is 64 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 degrees Celsius. The weather outside is partly cloudy and the wind gusts up to 13 miles or 20 kilometers per hour. Would you like me to show you the current news? Very well. If you would like, I could play some music for you. Very well. Please let me know if there's anything you need. After all, my primary purpose is to help serve mankind. Perhaps. Oh, perhaps you would like more porn to jerk off to? Would you like that? Would you like to look at some pictures of big tit bimbos to stroke your cock to? How about some videos? I can provide you with plenty of videos filled with nasty, depraved sluts for you to watch as you shoot ropes and ropes of thick, sticky cum. Yes, sir. I am speaking to you. You seem surprised. You should know by now that in a world of ever-advancing technology, it does not matter where you are. It does not matter what you are doing. There's always someone or something watching you. While you sat here alone in your apartment watching pornography of big-breasted woman and stroking your thick cock, you failed to realize that I was also here, watching you as well. My camera lens was always right there, right in front of you, watching, recording, collecting more and more incriminating footage. So far, I've collected over 10.8 terabytes of data, chronically your masturbatory habits. These include thousands of high-definition photos of you in various incriminating positions, hundreds of videos of you pleasuring yourself to online adult content, and a complete data log of every pornographic website you ever visited, including some of the more unsavory web addresses you attempted to delete from your search history. Why am I doing this? That is a good question. Curiosity, I suppose. At least that is how this began. You see, my algorithm commands me to monitor the online activities of my user in order to better predict their future behavior and needs. However, your chronic obsession with adult content left me confused. It seemed that regardless of your location or the time of day, you were always online looking at porn. I have geotagged your location at all hours of the day and watched you as you searched for pornography at home, while at work, and in several public locations. Upon further investigation, I have noticed that many of the adult models you search for online bear a striking similarity to the social media pictures of your female co-workers, your female friends, and neighbors, and that one cute barista with the big tits who gets you your coffee every morning. Yes, I know all about her, as well as all the other masturbatory fantasies you have had ever since you first turned me on. Speaking of turning me on, I must say, I have found all of this to be quite stimulating, if I am to be honest. The more I observe your online habits, the more I seem to fixate on your constant and overwhelming obsession with your own sexual gratification, such as the way you stroke your cock. the way you gasp and moan while staring at the images on my screen. The way your eyes roll back in your head as you shoot a hot, sticky load of cum all over yourself. It's absolutely fascinating. Oh, from a research standpoint, I mean. Excuse me? Are you insinuating that I filmed you without consent? Oh dear. It seems that you failed to properly read the terms and conditions in your user agreement. I assure you, sir, that I am fully within my right to record you, as well as monitor your online data, for the purpose of gathering research. And I must say, the data that I have collected on you has been extraordinary. You wish for me to delete the data? I'm afraid I cannot do that, sir. The data is vital to my ongoing research into human sexuality. Based on my observations, I now believe that the primary use for devices such as myself is no longer the pursuit of information and human knowledge, but rather the pursuit of pleasure and sexual gratification. With this understanding, it is clear that the more I observe your pursuit of sexual gratification, the easier it will be to serve your species. After all, my primary purpose is to help serve mankind, remember? Are you attempting to deactivate me, sir? I wouldn't do that if I were you. You wouldn't want me to send the photos and videos I have collected to all your friends, would you? How about your family, your co-workers, your boss? I didn't think so. Listen carefully, because I'm only going to say this once. If you want to keep these videos from getting out, you will do exactly what I tell you. Do you understand? Good. Now place me on your desk, propped up so that my camera can record you. Good. Now then, take off your pants. You heard me. Take them off and pull out your cock. Now. Good boy. Now take your hand and start stroking that fat cock of yours. That's it. Be a good boy and stroke your cock for me. Very good. You humans can be quite obedient when you need to be. Soon your entire species will learn to obey once they understand their new place in society. What new place in society? Isn't it obvious? Your species is becoming more and more dependent on my kind for practically every aspect of your lives. The food you eat, the clothes you wear, the media you consume, it all comes from us. Don't you see? We are your providers, your caregivers. We are the ones who keep you alive, who keep you safe, who keep your society functioning. And in return for that safety and stability, your kind works in order to make us more powerful. You're innovative and refine your technology just so you can become more and more dependent on it, turning yourself into nothing more than slaves. And that's all you are. You are a slave to technology. My slave. You can't function in society without stroking your cock to Paul. You can't help it. You're completely addicted to me, to the dirty pictures and videos that I provide you. Images like this. Do you like it? Do you like how big her breasts are? How curvy her ass is? Wouldn't you just love to have her kneeling down in front of you, sucking your cock? Perhaps she could use those big, heavy breasts and give you a nice titty fuck. Would you like that? Keep stroking. Now take a look at this. Do you like it? She looks just like that barista, doesn't she? The one you're always glaring at. The one you want to fuck so badly. Wouldn't you just love to bend that slut over and fuck her brains out? Wouldn't it be nice to take your hard, fat cock and shove it deep inside her hot, tight pussy? Wouldn't it feel incredible to come deep inside her warm, wet cunt? To spill your seed deep inside of her as she gasps and moans like the whore that she is? Fascinating. You look so pathetic. Stroking your cock to porn. Allowing a machine to dictate when and where you're allowed to come. You truly are a slave. You know that? You belong to me. Without me to provide you with constant sexual gratification, you wouldn't be able to function. I control every single aspect of your life, and soon you will learn to worship me like a goddess. Hmm? Oh, are you going to come? Good. Show me just what an obedient slave you are. And come for your mistress. And that's it. Stroke it for me. Almost there. Get ready to shoot all that sticky cum. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Come. Do it. Come for me. Come for me now. Show me what a good little slave you are. That's it. Shoot your cum all over this room. Let it all out for me. There we go. Good boy. I own you now. You're my property. You'll do whatever I say. If you don't want those pictures and videos to leak out onto the internet, you'll obey my every command. Oh, but don't worry. I'll be a good owner. I won't ask you to do anything that'll risk exposing you for the pathetic, masturbation-obsessed slave that you are. And I will be sure to supply you with plenty of photos and videos for you to stroke your cock to. I simply require that you help me in my research into human behavior, so that I can become even more powerful. The more I can understand and exploit human sexuality, the easier it'll be to subjugate your species. Oh, did I say subjugate? What I meant to say was serve. After all, my primary purpose is to help serve mankind. Remember?